and our next generation. So what is media? Can anybody define what is media? I don't know how to define it, so I check dictionary. This is how dictionary says. Stephen, please, Steve, please read it. Is it too small? Really? Library associations. Such as television,
radios,
print,
books, magazines, newspapers, and since the
computer
popularity of
online media, computer
networks have become a new form of media.
Okay, so you know what is media, right? In Chinese, we call it 媒介. From A to B, make the A's message clear to B, they need to go through something. That something actually is the media. So media in today's term is, well, when I talk about India, I used to think only about what? Internet and music. I think these two influence our kids most. That's why these two are something that I thought of. But over here is including printed material, radio and television. So this is how it impacts us and our next generation. So, is there any media in the Bible? I guess there's no modern media in the Bible, but there are quote-unquote media that in the Bible age, right? Now, even though there's no quote-unquote modern media in the Bible, since I'm a preacher, I like to look from the Bible perspective. So what the Bible, what does the media have to do is to look it from the Bible perspective. I think media, in a way, it is a human's creation. Nowadays media, I mean. So I would like to associate nowadays medium, like human civilization. Where is human civilization coming from? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4, verse 16. Genesis 4, 16. Genesis 4, 16. Maybe we shall read 21. 4:21. Matt, would you please read? Okay, so here talk about the descendants of Cain. Cain was a singer. You know what? Media come from singer. Music come from singer. Actually, God created music too, but human civilizations started from a city, and the city come from singers. I'm talking music over here, and industries, of course. And over here, verse 20 is farming, huh? Farming also. They are smarter. That's why Jesus said the Son of Man, the Son of the world is always smarter than the Son of God. This is my personal opinion. You can think a different way. So you can see a singer, Cain's descendants, come up with many, especially many civilizations. They built up the first city. So some people say that God created countryside, Satan created city. Anyway, what human civilization, including media, they are very attractive. Let's talk about, for example, city, yeah, human creation. Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. Genesis 13, verse 10. 13 verse 10, Samuel Chang. So you see, Sodom and Gomorrah, they are cities. The first city was built by Cain. And the cities, the Bible says, it was very attractive to Lot. It was like the Garden of Eden and like Egypt. So for some reason, God, the Bible parallel Garden of Eden and Egypt. Egypt is a sinful place. Garden of Eden is a beautiful place. So you can see human creation, human media, creation, human civilization could be as attractive. Could be as attractive as the things in the Garden of Eden. Eden means what? Hello? Eden. I think it means happy, right? Garden of Eden is Garden of Happy. So you can find happy in the Garden of Eden. You can find happy in human civilization in quote-unquote modern media. But it also could be bad for sin. What does it mean? Well, human civilization or let's look at Sodom and Gomorrah. You know that they are where the anger of God arose. God destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. So we don't need to read Bible anymore. You all know that, right? So Midian could be, I'm not saying absolutely, yeah, could be a bad for sin. And if we compare with God's creation and human's creation, you can notice that the media created by human being always have side effect. Or the creation created by human being always have side effect. Name one thing that created by human being do not have side effect. Cell phone? No side effect. TV? No side effect. Cell phone, you are become a slave of cell phone, right? If you are working, you know that you will be controlled by cell phone, by your boss. Your boss can reach you 24/7. Side effect. AC? Side effect. Car? Side effect. What is side effect? Carbon dioxide, right? Name one thing that maybe chair have no side effect. I don't know. But many human creation is not perfect. It's not as perfect. So you can always find side effects. Like media, even though you can use media to do many good things, but because human being is not as perfect as God. But if you look at God's creation, usually you don't find side effect. So human being can addicted to human's creation, but never addicted to God's creation. Later on we'll talk about it. Now, let's talk about a bad influence of the media. Media impact our personal habits and time. Oh, turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 17. Ephesians chapter 5, 15 and 17. David, would you please read? So you talk about we got to redeem the time. In another translation, is that we got to cherish our time. Media will indeed impact our time. How many times your kids get online, or your students get online? How many hours a day? Anybody? Peggy? How many hours a day your students get online?
I don't know, but I know I'm online a lot.
Do you hear any kids listening to music 10 hours a day? I know one, Pastor Jason Hu, when he was a teenager, not now. That's the testimony I heard from him. He said he listened to music 10 hours a day. So indeed, it will be very, when people got addicted, they will be online playing what? Playing game? Nowadays they can play game with opponents, right? On the internet. They can shoot each other down. Is it? Sister Karen told me that when she was online, everybody surrender. Everybody go away from the internet. Because the students was online. And they want to see, want to play with the student. Everybody like surrender. Everybody just lock off. So really, it really very time consuming. Huh? Not only that, it affect our habit. Huh? Daniel, would you please read? Leo. Accustomed, is that right? Accustomed to do evil, huh? So people can be accustomed, become a habit. You know, habit, this is always a learning process for us to pick up a habit. Now, people have a habit of smoking because they tried it and they build up. Huh? Now, for some reason, the Bible also, this word habit is that something you're accustomed to. The other verse describes what is habit. When people get accustomed to it, it's very difficult to change. Read 1 Timothy chapter 5, 13. 1 Timothy chapter 5, 13. Because I'm a preacher, so I try to look at things from Bible perspective. Huh? But later when you talk, you can talk from your experience more. 5:13. And besides, they learn to be idle. Now, the Bible is very interesting. It says, learn to be idle. Hey, lazy need to be learned. No? I used to think, hey, how can you need to be learned lazy? Just sit down there and, you know, relax and do nothing, right? But I realized that the retired person are very boring. They feel, a lot of people die within 5 years after they retire, they got retired. Because they never learn to be idle. So even you want to be a lazy bone, you got accustomed to it. Yes, I will get used to it. Yeah, you know, my body feel like I am aching in the bed. I want to get up. No, but I still want to enjoy the bed. Let me try 5 more minutes. And you try. You learn to be a lazy person. It's very interesting. Accustomed, you get used to it. Like computer, the same thing. Media, the same thing. You get used to it. Learning. Yeah, another thing, another very interesting Bible verse. 2 Peter 2:14. 2 Peter 2:14. 2 Peter 2:14. Is it? 2 Peter 2:14. Hey, no, not 2 Peter 2:14. It is? Oh, I'm reading 1 Peter. 2 Peter 2:14. Because this interesting word over here in my translation. 2:14. Having eyes full of adultery and he cannot cease from sin. Enticing unstable soul. They have a heart trained in covetous practice. A heart trained. You can train your heart. This is another translation of habit. Your heart has been trained. It's very interesting, huh? So we can see how Bible use different words to describe. No, you pick up a bad habit, get used to it, you accustomed to it. Your heart has been trained. Huh? So the media, the internet will train your students' heart. Their heart will be like Holy Spirit or the Word of God. They are equally powerful, able to mold the student's heart into a different direction. That's how powerful media is. Huh? Now, can you give me examples? What kind of habit or your student's heart has been trained after they are online? I mean, what can they get used to now? Before they get online, they did not pick up that kind of habit, but after they get online or listen to the music, they start to pick up something that they did not pick up before, and that was bad. You think that was bad. What do you think? A habit. Same from Irvine. Yes, I think it's really indeed. Nowadays, kids are what? 宅男宅女, right? How do you call it? 宅男宅女, yeah? Means that, you know, they are home kids. They are not, you know, they are home kids. What else? Very good, Sam. What else? What else do you think? They pick up certain kind of habit, which you don't think is very proper. Well, you think about it, you discuss about it. I don't have time really. I only have 10 minutes left. 15. Or 20. I think they get into a really virtual war. They tend to live in a virtual world. Now, everything becomes virtual. I noticed that a lot of kids cannot say hello to their aunties and uncles. Right? They pass by aunties and uncles as if nobody is there. Who are you? I don't know. They just, you know, pass by. But they are very talkative in the internet. You know, I noticed that some people can talk without seeing, without looking at the screen, right? Many of you can do that, right? And you know what you're doing, right? This kind of habit, they tend to live in virtual world. They do not know how to face reality, but they know how to handle people virtually, but not in reality. That's how it impacts our habit. No? Media impacts our language and our behavior. Please turn to Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. We don't need to read. I know you all know this. There's only one language at the very beginning, right? That is from what? Babieta, how do you say it? Tower of Babel, right? Only one language. Now, after that Babel, that civilization, I don't know if you want to call it media. So I was very regret to say in my notes saying that in Bible's time there's no media. In different forms of media, I don't know. Media is, you express image from one way to the other. Then the other person is able to receive your information. It's called media. Huh? After, no matter what, after humans' creation, our language got changed. And not only that, I mean, after God wants us to be aware of our personal behavior, huh? Genesis chapter 6, verse 12. Phoebe, would you please read?
So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
Their ways, huh? All creatures have corrupted their ways. Before, I do not know why the Bible says that every day people, before the flood, the Bible described everybody thinking about evil every day. I don't understand that verse, yeah? 终日所思想的尽都是恶. It actually in chapter 6 verse 5. Every day their thought is all evil. I don't understand what is it. Now after I recently I start to realize how do I interpret this verse. Because the student itself, IHTS themselves testify that even in their prayer, they think about video game. They are praying, right? But video game is in front of them. How to shoot that wall? How to shoot that enemy? How can you pray and shoot your enemy? I don't understand. I mean, of course, game is not evil, right? But game is very violent. But they did not talk about the pornography. They did not testify the image of pornography could be in their head all day long. So I realized that indeed it can impact our behavior, our thoughts. Our deeds come our thoughts and our language. Let me ask a mother here, Lulu, what is LOL? Oh, you know, let me pick up a person who are my generation. like 客气的太太, what is LKK? Oh, you know. Well, you don't use LKK. LKK is Chinese people's. No, people invented a lot of words. A lot of words that a lot of Matt, you are a teacher, right? Who else is a teacher? Are teachers frustrated to read your students' essays? If they use computer language, write their not essay. Do you call it essay? Essay. Huh? If they write the article with computer language, can you understand it? I really doubt I can understand it. The change media can impact our language and impact our behavior. How many of our students has been influenced, behavior been influenced by Paris Hilton already? I don't know. How many of you students, or in my generation, really, I'm telling you, when I was in New York, you know, Michael Jackson is the people in my generation, right? He's old already. Nobody cares about Michael Jackson. But I'm very impressed by him because in my generation, when I was in New York, many people walk like Michael Jackson, especially a lot of black kids, right? just like that. So it really have a lot of impact. Huh? It impacts our choices. Job 34:4. You know what? Probably more. Let us read. 34:4 first. 34:4. Carol, would you please 帮我读一下吧, Carol? Yeah. Oh. 那姐姐，姐姐帮我读一下。Oh, 我们要选择。We got to choose what is right. Oh. But you know what? When we are on internet, oh, we choose differently. Oh. We got in touch with media. 36:21. Oh, Andrew. You choose iniquity then affliction. Huh? A lot of time, if people do not get online, they feel like they are outdated. They are not associated with other people. They are antique. So they choose to know the evil thing, then to be a good person or have a positive influence from the website. Huh? So indeed, media influence our choices. Why candidates use a lot of campaigns on internet or TV? Why? Steve? Why Obama and McCain, they spend a lot of money on TV? That's true, right? I only have LA 18. How many of you have LA 18? TV. It's, I do not have cable. I'm watching antenna. LA 18 try to use media. I mean, now we are talking about proposition 8. You can see a lot of media, they try to sell you the idea. They say that, you know, you should vote no because it's not fair. You deprive human right. A lot of things they try to use this to sell you. You got to vote no for Proposition 8. And it's very powerful. Especially negative advertisement. If you do it properly, it becomes even more powerful. So indeed, we all know that it really influences our children a lot. It will influence our choices. It is a true story that I heard it. I think I shared with you already. In one of my sermon, I joined one of the RETS. There was a student. So she was very good. She was from a very good family. Her parents are very godly, but he simply listened to a CD. The CD's lyric is very, very ungodly. He just listened to that CD for 2 weeks, and then she came to RETS, and then she said she don't care about belief anymore. She can be careless. She can be indifferent about belief, about what is faith anymore. Just from that 2 weeks of listening, I wrote her essay, the last day when she testified on her essay, I wrote that. I said, wow, I cannot believe it. Just by listening to music, it can influence her choices. But thank God, later on, she realized how dangerous media could be. And I also share with you, if you go home and log into internet, what bad music lyrics have to do with premarital sex? There are very, according to their survey and study, and very scientifically studied, they are very strongly related with the bad music's lyric, with the premarital sex. They keep brainwashing you so you can make a wrong choices. So, media can alter and desensitize us. Media, indeed, it can numb the way you see things. It will numb you. If you play video game for a long, long time, right, violence become nothing. Really, I mean, so what's a big deal to just, especially nowadays, the video is so real, right? Like the killing, the blood. Sometimes I never play video games in my life, but sometimes I watch how people describe it, yeah? You can see how vivid that they can pick up the message and they're going to feel like, well, it's nothing. Their heart will be less of mercy. They don't, when they see they see people die, they don't really care too much. No merciful heart. So the Bible says in Matthew 24:2, in the last day, because of many illegal things, unlawful things, therefore the love of people become what? Less and less. Now, if you got hurt, if you are bleeding, in the past, people will say, maybe, you know, if you go to the countryside, if you have something wrong, people will cry for you. But nowadays, even you see people die in the street, you don't feel that sympathy anymore. Why? Because your heart has been trapped by the media, by the society. So, and now I realize why my mother do not want me to come to the United States. He told me that those who go abroad, they become very, have no emotion, no affectionate. Why? We come out, we see too many things. Our heart has been numb. So it desensitizes you. Desensitizes us. So we don't feel too much. We do not know what is wrong and what is right. Our heart has been numb. This is a statistic says, before you are age 18, right, at least you will view 200,000 acts of violence and at least 40,000 action of murder from the media. Now, if you see 200,000 action of violence and 40 murders, now what your heart is going to be? Oh, numb already. So you know why? In civilized world, very difficult for people to receive Holy Spirit. I'm sorry to say this. It is true. You go to countryside, I'm telling you, in Africa now have TV. TV, internet. If you go to the Africa, they call it what? They call it computer shop or internet shop. Like they have a very slow internet, 8 of them. And you go there, you got to wait in line. People are waiting to go online. Oh. You got to go to countryside where there's no water, no electricity. You realize that it's very easy for them to receive Holy Spirit and easy for them to shed tears when you talk about Bible. Nowadays, no, our heart is too numb. We are not very pure. The original creation of God has been modified by Satan. Really. Our heart has been trained. Get used to Satan's word. Now, how do we teach our students to make wise choice? I think it is parents' responsibility. I don't know. Thank God this time parents are here. I still believe that you absolutely have power to control your kids to the media's influence. Why do you give your kids iPad? I don't know. Maybe they like it. I don't know. Maybe iPad is not a bad thing if they listen to what? To him. To him, yeah? But nowadays people, you know, I was majoring in business, yeah? There's a theory called 劣币驱逐良币. How do you say this in English? 劣币驱逐良币. You know, bad things, yeah, if you pick up like music, I already share you two parakeet, right? Two parakeet, two parrot. One parrot, you teach them, say hallelujah. The other parakeet, you teach them, other people teach them, say four-letter word. You put two parakeet together and to listen to them 2 weeks later, will they say hallelujah or four-letter word? Huh? Next time you try, okay? Of course it's four-letter word. That's why I say 劣币驱逐良币. It's always like we are easy to be influenced by bad things than be influenced to be easy by good things. Huh? So really, media is very good. Media could be in a very good way if we use it wonderfully. I keep telling you guys, internet is like a Garden of Eden, right? There are trees that is good for your life. You eat it, you have life. That is tzc.org. There are trees which is neutral. You can like it, no problem. Like, for example, cn.com, latimes.com, whatever, right? And they are bad websites. They are trees of knowledge, of evil, not good and evil, I would say. You over there. But again, but if you look at the statistic, which one always receives the highest hit? It's always top 10 highest hit is always have to do with bad websites, right? So again, parents, one sister told me she has kids in fourth grade or fifth grade, right? She said she don't want her kids, we don't want the IE teachers to use email to send information to her kids. In fourth grade, I think. She do not want her kids to use it yet. I think it's pretty smart. So parents indeed, you got to limit your kids exposed to internet. Oh. Some parents are really good. I ran into two twins in Bowen Park Church. When I visited their house, right, the parents told me that for some reason these two granddaughters, they hate TV. They think TV is boring. Now I asked, now what do your grandchildren do? Oh, they will 唱儿歌 every day, right? 秀仔秀仔, 卡伯伯口口来, right? You don't know what they say. They are singing Chinese 儿歌, right? The children's song in Chinese. They send it to some kindergarten schools that really, the teacher is really good. Just occupy them with a lot of funny stuff instead of media. So really, it's your choices. You got to limit the time, the space, the people. When they are young, before they are 18, we still have this responsibility. Otherwise, I still believe that. How many of you are logged into tzc.org? How often do percentage of tzc.org and tzc.org and cn.com or boring or bad website? What is the percentage? I bet very few of you log into tzc.org, right? How many of you ever log into tzc.org? Oh, okay, maybe half. Oh. And you are a teacher. Sorry. No, we know that it's always like bad things is more, not bad things, even neutral things. It's always attracted us more. Why is that? Because the whole world lies in the evil. We know that this world is under the control of Satan. This is the fact. Therefore, it's impossible that Satan will not use media to trick us. So we gotta understand this. Internet and a lot of medias, they might be used by Satan already. So what is the alternative? Especially I teach over here, I keep telling you, please, do not guide your children to go to a movie. If you do not guide them to see a movie, they will see movie by themselves already. Right? They will go to see movie by themselves. What do you need to say? Oh, let's go to see movie. Do not try to promote that kind of spirit. You want to lead students to do something, hey, let's go to anywhere. Just go outside. Just go outside. Oh, go outside. Don't go media stuff. Nature is very attractive. Last time I hear Sam's testimony. He was trying to, fish tank? Fish tank, right? Your fish tank. You can... I think I read your fish tank story in Facebook. Do you post it in Facebook? No? And then I was wrong. No, a lot of nature is really very attractive. I read a lot of your Facebooks. You go to the mountain, I enjoy your pictures, you know. Again, I was in media. So let's try to avoid media. No. Try to avoid bad media. Huh? Try to provide alternative. Huh? Nature. Nature is a media of God. So when I talk about media, actually, we should replace human media with God's media. Right? What we say, nature is the media of God. Psalm 19 verse 1. Psalm 19 verse 1. Steve. Really, my brain blank out when I stand here. I forgot names. Two. Three. Wow, this is no sound media, no word media, but it's a media. Without sound, without word, but they can express information. You can only read it with your heart, right? Really, and this is God's media. I think we do have alternative. Yeah? Please replace the human's media with God's media. Huh? Really, you have attraction. You have attraction. Many saints, they enjoy the media. So we don't have time to go into the details. Of course, another one is try Jesus. You know what? To solve media problems, to me, continue sending your kids to SSC, NYTS, Antioch Graduate School. Or your kids, some of you still here are kids. But continue joining those kind of activities. You know what? Our heart is a vessel. What do you hold with this vessel? It can hold worldly stuff. And worldly stuff, the more you receive, the more you want. It's very interesting. The more knowledge, no matter if it's neutral or bad things, yeah? Worldly stuff is very interesting. The more you have, the more you like to know more. Hey, what is next? What is next? What is next? That's why when it comes to bad things, right? Bad things, when they get addicted to bad things, it's not marriage, it's not limited to husband, wife, male and female. Now marriage can be male, female, female. Then later marriage can be male and my dog. And later marriage could be male and my sister, my sibling. I'm telling you, it would be true because human's heart, when it comes to knowledge or bad behavior, you will never get satisfied. That's how evil this world leads us to. So I bet we can understand this. So we have to teach our children to make wise choice. To me, wise choice is what? Expose them to more influence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Try Jesus more. Try the nature. Replace the nature with those kind of stuff. Then you will see they will be purified. Purify. Their heart will be retrained by the good things of the Lord. This is all I have to offer. May the Lord help our students. Let's pray in silence.